Hi, this is Kristen Finley, registered licensed dietitian and the owner of Be Well 365 based out of El Paso, Texas. And the podcast for today is The Truth About High Fructose Corn Syrup. Now, this is part one of two parts. It is difficult to figure out the facts about high fructose corn syrup because we hear that it's natural, we read that it's made up of the same ingredients as white table sugar and honey, which is glucose and fructose, and we also read that it is no more risky than white table sugar. Then we read another article that says when compared to other sugars, high fructose corn syrup increases our risk for metabolic syndrome, abdominal fat, and ultimately heart disease. So what is the truth? Well, first, please be careful not to misunderstand high fructose corn syrup and fructose. Fructose is the natural sugar found in fruit, and it's perfectly fine when ingested in whole foods like apples, peaches, pears, etc., because it comes with a host of vitamins, antioxidants, and fiber, the good stuff. High fructose corn syrup is something we create from corn, and it came about as a much cheaper alternative to sugar. High fructose corn syrup was first introduced by Richard O. Marshall and Earl R. Cooey in 1957. They were, however, unsuccessful in making it viable for mass production. The industrial production process and creation was made by Dr. Y. Takasaki at Agency of Industrial Science and Technology of Ministry of International Trade and Industry of Japan, sometime between 1965 and 1970, the process was perfected. Dr. Takasaki is known to many as the creator of high fructose corn syrup. From about 1975 to 1985, high fructose corn syrup was rapidly introduced to many processed foods and soft drinks in the United States. High fructose corn syrup is produced by milling corn into cornstarch. That's the sugar that's in corn. The cornstarch is then processed to yield corn syrup, which is almost entirely glucose. Enzymes are then added that change some of the glucose into fructose. The resulting syrup after the enzyme conversion contains approximately 42% fructose and is called high fructose corn syrup 42. The 42% fructose is then purified to 90% fructose and called high fructose corn syrup 90. Now, in order to make high fructose corn syrup 55, the 90 is mixed with the 42 in the appropriate ratios to form the desired high fructose corn syrup 55. The 55 is used in a number of foods, including non-carbonated drinks, carbonated beverages, and baked goods. Wow, how can this be less expensive than white table sugar? So all sugars from white table sugar to high fructose corn syrup have some mixture of glucose and fructose. Table sugar is 50% glucose and 50% fructose. Most high fructose corn syrup is 45% glucose and 55% fructose. Honey is 30% glucose, 40% fructose, 10% maltose, and 20% water. And agave nectar is a whopping 70 to 90% fructose. So let's talk about the pros and cons of high fructose corn syrup. So first, the pros. High fructose corn syrup is inexpensive. Ha, who knew? It's easy to transport, keeps food moist, it imparts freshness and texture, it prolongs shelf life, replaces some preservatives, and dissolves quickly in water, performs better at browning and creating crunch. The cons are that it is added to many, many products, increasing the consumption to extraordinary levels. It's made with corn that is heavily treated with pesticides and genetically modified. It is not hunger satisfying, thereby causing a much higher consumption. It increases body fat and cholesterol because it metabolizes into fat more easily than sugar. And fructose conversion into carbohydrates can actually overload the liver. Now, numerous experts have agreed that research studies have yielded mixed results about the possible adverse effects of consuming high fructose corn syrup. Although it is chemically similar to table sugar, which is called sucrose, concerns have been raised about how it is processed. Some believe that our bodies react differently to high fructose corn syrup than they do to other types of sugar. And research about high fructose corn syrup certainly is evolving, but unfortunately, most of the research is gathered through non-human studies, making the comparisons oftentimes merely speculation. So what do I do? Well, suffice it to say that it is generally accepted that high fructose corn syrup is more detrimental than traditional and natural sweeteners, such as honey, maple syrup, agave syrup, molasses, and even plain white table sugar that's produced from sugar cane and sugar beets and minimally processed. Now, you can read more about the white table sugar at the Sugar Association. Their website is www.sugar.org/sugar/real-sugar/. Now, I concur with this opinion. Honestly, anything that is that altered from its natural state surely cannot be the same as natural sources, right? Now, as usual, moderation is the key, which may be difficult because high fructose corn syrup pops up everywhere. Let's take a listen to some common foods that are high in high fructose corn syrup. So we start with regular soft drinks, fruit juice and fruit drinks if they're not 100% juice, pancake syrups and jelly, popsicles, fruit-flavored yogurts, frozen yogurts, ketchup and barbecue sauces, jarred and canned pasta sauces, canned soups, canned fruits if not in its own 100% juice, breakfast cereals, breakfast bars, and spray salad dressings. Now, this doesn't mean that all of these food items have high fructose corn syrup. You're going to have to take some time and read the food label. So what is the bottom line? Well, even though high fructose corn syrup has some ingredients, has the same ingredients as table sugar, they are combined in a lab, and that's the key. In table sugar, the glucose and fructose are bound by nature and with surprisingly quite minimal processing. Time will tell if in fact high fructose corn syrup is more harmful than other forms of sugar or sweetener. But for now, we recommend to avoid high fructose corn syrup when possible. Start with reading the food label and then avoid or at least limit added sweeteners. If adding a sweetener is necessary, choose a little healthier source of sweetener, like fresh pureed fruit, 100% raw, or pure honey, 100% maple syrup, 100% fruit spread, blackstrap molasses, or at least raw table sugar, which is less processed than just regular white table sugar. So even though a spoonful of sugar may make the medicine go down, it's probably part of the reason for it. Stay tuned for part two of Understanding High Fructose Corn Syrup with a focus on how it breaks down and its use in carbonated beverages, also known as soda, soda pop, pop, soft drinks, etc. So for today, you have a good one and a sweet one. And this is Kristen Finley signing off. Until next time, have a blessed day.